Party at Rosie's. Party at Rosie's. We got everybody coming over this afternoon.
Big game day. You can tell Gary and Rosie are distracted. We got one more segment here. It's going to be a good game.
Yes, it is.
I don't know what changed. We always used to open the season with the big non-conference. I don't know why we're waiting to the second week now to have our big non-conference head-to-head battle. But must have to do with TV ratings, I'm sure.
Well, no, you got to have that scheduled to get to that national championship. So, and Texas is vastly improved, too. So it'll be interesting.
It will.
But why didn't we open the season with that? It's always the first game at Jerry's house. Did Jerry jack up the rent on using the stadium? And I don't know. Anyway, we got another follow-up question on the wood question, and somebody texted in and said, I have a wood chicken coop with a red stain on it. Can I put CWAF over the red stain? Well, let me back up a little bit. The wood we're talking about, the exposed wood, if you have vigas, if you have a patio with wood supports, if you have
wood deck and handrail and staircase and all that.
Those are the things we would put CWF on. If you have, I'm visioning this chicken coop. It's probably got a wood-framed interior, but the red stain is probably on something like a T111 exterior siding. And that does have wood components in it, but it is a manufactured product. It wasn't cut straight from the living tree. There's other things in it, and that's designed to take a paint. So it wouldn't hurt anything to put CWF on it, but I don't know that that's really going to benefit what you're doing there. I don't think I'd put this penetrating seal over a painted T111 siding.
No.
That would just make the painting job at the next time a bigger nightmare to have this oil on it.
But if he's just talking about 2x4s and 2x6s
that
are standing skeleton style, that he has chicken wire stretched over, if that's the kind of coop, that's a perfect application for CWF. Put it in a little garden sprayer and just spray it on. Boom, you're done. And what he might want to do is take a little paintbrush and just put water on that red stain and make sure it was a penetrating stain and not a topical sealant. And if the water soaks in, then so will the CWF. If it beads up and runs off, then don't put CWF on top of that.
So, we took a call this week. We answered our call-in number, which is 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We answer that number all week long in the office as well. And I took a call this week, and it was an alarm company trying to sell us with a new free alarm system. And it was a computer system that was calling. You could tell because it used to be really obvious because you could hear the digital. It was just very digitized. You could always tell it was a digital voice. But this one, it was much cleaner. And listening to the voice alone, you couldn't tell. But generally speaking, I just hang up when I get that. And a lot of people I know don't hang up on telemarketers because they're trying to be polite. But I didn't ask you to call, and I don't think it's rude for me to hang up. And I don't want to waste my time. But because we had just talked about home security systems, I thought, you know what? I'll wait for a minute and listen. And I'm listening to the speech and the presentation, like, are you interested in learning more? And I said, sure. And she's like, I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Can you repeat your answer? I said, sure. So obviously it was a voice recognition software that was looking for a yes or a no. And at that point, I hung up. But anyway, all of that to say, if you get an unsolicited call, I don't know how many, if they targeted Arizona in particular, if they targeted a specific area code, there is somebody out there trying to get people to sign up for a free security system. And the pitch is like, we've only got 20 left available that we can offer, and we're finding somebody, blah, 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 blah. There's plenty of good companies out there that don't use these tactics that I would much more encourage our listeners. And I think I'm preaching to the choir. I think our listening audience knows. But there was a couple stories recently out of Green Valley News about senior citizens that got scammed there with this similar process, so that people still fall for it.
Yeah. Green Valley is kind of a target for these scammers. Unfortunately, so is Sun City. And when you're invited to an educational dinner to sign up for some service, be highly, highly skeptical of you'd be better off buying your own dinner somewhere else. There's two companies in particular that use that tactic. And the proposals they make are so overpriced, grossly overpriced, and deliver little to nothing of what they promise. So there's our warning, without mentioning any names.
And speaking of Sun City, you can stop by and see Lance and the Rosie on the House Sanderson Ford Transit at Sun City Strong event. That's 1 to 4 p.m. on Wednesday. You can get the complete event detail listing in our events calendar at rosieonthehouse.com. Or you can call us during the week if you have a question, 1-888-767-4348. Send an email from rosieonthehouse.com. Or see you next Saturday. We'll be back here at 7 o'clock.